Hi, everyone. We're about to start recording the Halloween episode of The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. The guys gave me this address, and we thought it'd be really cool if we just recorded this... The guys thought it would be cool if we recorded in this spooky old abandoned house, and this is the address. Oh, yeah, this looks like the place. I was not expecting it to be this big. Guys, and there's no one behind the door, is classic. Guys, Chase, Kyler, where are you guys?
From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. This week's host is Christopher Golab for a very special Halloween episode. I have here with me Chase Carter and Kyler Altenhoff. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Kyler, Chase.
Chris, how did you get here? I thought you were already here.
I got a text message that said I should just come in.
But you told me to come in.
Wait. But Kyler texted me to come in.
Wait. But you... No, you texted me to come in.
My phone has no signal.
You said I got here first, and then Chase showed up.
Wait.
And I...
Something's
who,
wrong here.
Wait.
You texted me, and then Chase texted me, and then Chase said...
Silence! If you plan to leave alive, you will have to survive 3 rooms of this cursed house. Follow the stairs to the first room on your right. The first ghoul is already waiting for you.
I don't like this guy at all.
Yeah, who's the guy?
I thought I heard something. It said, like, go upstairs. Was that you?
No.
Oh, come on, guys. Stop playing with me.
I'm thinking we should head upstairs.
Okay, we can go upstairs, but we're not going to find anything.
Have you guys not seen any scary movies? You shouldn't do what the disembodied voice says.
Yeah, well, we don't really have any other options.
Yeah, you bring up a good point.
I just wish the lights worked in here.
It's just an old house.
I prefer the dark.
Just hold on to the rail.
Okay. Wait, Chase, is that your hand?
I think it's just the dust.
This dust feels like a hand.
Some weird dust.
Hold on. Do you guys hear the chains coming up behind us?
What is that?
Oh no, man, I can't see anything.
Let's get going.
Let's just get in this room.
Yeah.
Okay, we're safe.
Dude, what's that? What's that shaking under the bed?
What's that?
Do you see that?
No.
What is it?
Did something go under the bed?
I don't know. Maybe we should check it out.
Yeah, if there's someone or something under the bed,
what?
I'm not
Why
getting
would we
you
check
that.
It
sounds like music. Okay, let's just move it out of the way then.
Oh, okay, that makes it a lot better. Sure, let's do it.
And then we'll be grouped up. Nothing happens when people are in groups, right?
True.
That makes sense.
You know what? Your logic is flawless.
Okay,
let's do it.
On the count of three.
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three.
right now on the scene from Indiana Public Radio.
You're listening to Bedforms performing at Virginia Avenue Music Festival on May 11th, 2019 at Smirnoff Stage in Fountain Square. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
This is Bed Forums.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Bedforms is available at bedforms.bandcamp.com. They're also available on Spotify.
For the next challenge, head downstairs into the kitchen, where the witches aren't the only thing stirring. Don't accept their apples.
Hey guys, the door's unlocked.
It is? Okay.
Finally.
Gosh. Not hearing any chains, so let's just head downstairs.
Yeah, alright. Let's go. Hopefully no dust hands this time.
Careful, don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Do the stairs not quite feel like they're supporting us like they were when we went up?
No, they feel a little wobbly.
Oh, whoa. Not again.
Oh, no, oh no.
What's
oh,
with
no,
this
oh,
house?
No, oh, no, oh, no. Oh!
Chris, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Where's Kyle?
Kyler, you don't have a scratch on you.
Kyler, you're already standing on your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. At least we're all here.
I wouldn't bat an eye.
Well, here's the kitchen. It's sort of foggy coming out of there.
This power works down here. It's kind of convenient we landed right next to it, ain't it?
Yeah, and the doors, we're just going to push right open.
All right, let's go in.
There's witches.
Greetings, Chase, Kyler, and Chris.
Chase, did you tell them our names already or something?
No.
Yes, we have been waiting for you.
Maybe it's the Facebook?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Facebook these days?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've been making breakfast all night. How about an omelet?
These seem more like grandmas, I guess.
They're making food?
Yeah, what's in the omelet?
Yeah.
It's a steak omelet.
I'm not a fan of steaks.
What? Are you a vegetarian?
Yes, vegetarian. Mm-hmm.
Well, then how about toast?
Toast is alright. What are you putting on it?
We have garlic salt.
No! no. No garlic for me, sorry.
What, would you get something against garlic?
Yeah, that sounds like a totally normal breakfast item.
I'm garlic intolerant, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my cousin has that.
Really?
Yeah. That's a pretty common thing. Do you have anything red?
I have tomato juice.
Not that kind of red.
How rare.
Chase, it sounds like Kyler's asking for, like, red meat, but didn't he just say he was a vegetarian?
Oh, hey, guys, it looks like this cauldron is about to boil over.
Yeah, you should take the lid off of that.
It sounds like there's music again?
The following material contains strong themes and strong language. Strong language has been censored.
See what I just did.
off the bat.
I can smell your weakness and invite you
from the rat.
And I'll never sleep. Stopping here for days. Waiting for you to call me so I can have my way. Hey, this is over, self-aware.
About blood, and it's called Stacking Limbs.
You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio on our special Halloween episode. Morning in May performed at Healer in February of 2020.
But I never hit her. I killed her, but I didn't hit her.
Oh God, there's so much blood. Why can't I get it off? Although I like all the shades, my room's a canvas to paint. Oh God, there's so much! Everybody buckle up, cause we're about to meet up down. Concerned with the worst of tense that, so be my right and side. I don't want to, but I have to hurt you, deserve you. I think this he'll drink is. Light in my basement. Oh God, there's so much blood. Why can't I get it up? Oh, do I find all the shades? My room's a canvas to paint. I put my knees, put my knees to the
mouth. I said,
stacking limbs to the loss of the premium. Pretty to you, cause you're pretty to me. You might be dead to them, so don't get sent by me.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh God, there's so much blood.
I can't get it off.
Oh, the one I go to say is my roots are canvas to paint. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Morning in May continues to challenge themselves to compose catchy, upbeat tunes with lyrical value to help or inspire people who share the same love for music. If you're interested in finding out more about this artist, you can find them on Facebook. Their handle is @MorningInMayBand. Their music is also available on Spotify.
And I'll let myself in, 'cause it feels like heaven. There's God in me, I wanted you. So bring your team. What say you? No mercy, this hurts me more than you.
I wanted to. I'll rip your throat out.
You gotta keep your voice down. And if they come our way, I'll fall.
I can't let you win.
We'll leave the kids to save our skin. We can try it, just think one. Daddy loves you, but God, I want to. Diagnose it, I'll to cut you open. And I let myself in.
It feels like heaven.
There's God in me, I wanted you.
Open your chain.
What see you? No mercy, this hurts me more than you.
I wanted to.
There's God in me, God in me, God in me. Welcome one and all, where we all matter. And I can't stress how well we're dressed, 'cause we wear our captor.
You're not going anywhere except the basement, 'cause what one calls love is another's enslavement.
There's God in me, I wanted you.
Break your chain.
What say you? No mercy, this hurts me more than you.
I wanted to.
There's God in me, God in me, God in me.
After hearing that music, it's making me very thirsty.
Man, me too. I could go for a little bit of water, but I can't find anything in this house.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Silence! You survived the second room, but your journey is not yet over. Take the elevator to the basement, tonight's final frontier.
Hey, hold on, disembodied voice. They only had things that I couldn't eat. Like, do we have, like, time to take five to get something? Sorry. Sorry.
Well, they said just go to the elevator, right? But after those stairs...
Yeah, I don't think I'd trust an elevator after the stairs fell on us.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I've been to Disneyland. An elevator... A spooky elevator is never trusted.
We don't exactly have anywhere else to go except from where we came or the elevator, though.
Okay, let's try the door first.
Yeah.
It's locked.
Whoa, let me try.
One of you guys lock it?
No.
No.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, okay, we get it, witches. Stay out of it.
Whoa.
Well, they were being friendly. They were offering to make us food, so I don't think it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't have anything that I like, so...
Oh.
Let's get to the elevator, I guess. That seems to be the only option here.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's already here.
All right, let's...
Open the doors.
Let's do this, I guess.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
What's wrong?
There's only two buttons on here. I guess that makes it pretty easily.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. It doesn't have a number on it, though. Like, it's like a circle? I don't know.
Is nothing happening a good sign?
You know what they say.
Please, hold on.
Oh, jeez! Oh, jeez! Okay, it's slowed down a bit.
Yeah. This music's pretty catchy.
Yeah, I like this music.
I wonder how much longer.
Whoa. The lights!
What are the lights? Ouch!
Whoa, is everybody okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Dude, something just, like a spider or something, bit me on my neck.
On your neck?
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Whoa, we're here.
Oh, finally, we're here.
Yeah, man, this place is huge.
It's like a warehouse down here.
Whoa, what's that?
I don't know. I can't quite identify it. I guess it's an unidentified sitting object. It's not going anywhere right now.
Yeah, it looks like a saucer.
A saucer? I've never seen a saucer.
Hardly even know her.
Guys, do you see the UODs? The unidentified opening doors?
Oh.
Very sci-fi.
Oh, there they are. Well, I guess they're identified now.
Whoa, who's coming out of there?
We are aliens from your Earth's moon.
From the moon? How are you speaking English?
We speak many languages. This is just one of them.
Our language sounds like music to humans.
Does your normal language sound, perchance, like a... Do-do-do-do-do?
No. That is a Steven Spielberg movie. It's not real.
Oh, okay. What's your native language sound like?
Oh, here. I don't know if you will be able to understand this, but here it goes.
Oh, come on, man. That's not what we sound like. Let's show what it really sounds like.
Ah, yes. Sorry for messing around.
Bye.
You're listening to Moon Goons on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio. This performance was taken from May 25th in 2019 at Village Green Records in Muncie, Indiana. We'll be right back. You're listening to Moon Goons on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Moon Goons are on Facebook, and you can listen to their music on Spotify or wherever you listen to music.
Congratulations! You are free to leave.
Where?
Not my problem!
Where is to go? Get out of here?
We could get back in the elevator, but...
Dude, my neck still hurts. We're not getting back in that thing.
Very strange.
Kyler, what's been going on with your voice all night?
Hey, guys. Green guy over there.
Just change the subject.
Yo, alien, bro.
Yeah.
If you need a lift, hop on board.
Do you need a UF Uber?
I'll take an Uber.
You know what? Yeah, I just want to get out.
Well, guys, got a flap.
Huh?
I'll see you guys on the flappity flop.
What the heck? Kyler just turned into a bat.
Wait, has this whole...
My neck hurts.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Major support for the Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's music media production program are underwriters and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Chase Carter, Kyler Altenhoff, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. I'd like to give a very big thank you to Chase and Kyler for recording this episode with me. Kyler Altenhoff mixed Morning in May. The rest of the episode was mixed and produced by me, your host, Christopher Golab. Special thanks to the venues who let us record this week's artists, Virginia Avenue Music Festival, Healer, and Village Green Records. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/thescene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/thescene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. And find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheSceneIPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search and add us to your favorite podcasting app. This has been Halloween with The Scene. Thanks for being with us, and I wish you all a safe and fun Halloween. Join us again next time to hear what's happening in The Scene, here on The Scene.